Hey, good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Harvey. Appreciate you joining us again. It's time to talk about Nevada Regional Medical Center. Pride Report is brought to you by NRMC on an every other Wednesday morning update special and comes your way just after ABC News at 8 o'clock. And happy to have back with us again our guests. First, we'll introduce Jennifer Eaton from Nevada Regional Medical Center, is going to tell us who our guest is today. Jennifer?
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I brought back with me Jason McCormick, serving as our interim CEO this morning.
All right, very good. Well, Jason, happy to say you're becoming a frequent guest, and that's good because there's a lot of things to talk about with the hospital, and appreciate you coming back and joining us again.
Oh, thank you. It's always an honor to be here, Mike, and there certainly is a lot to talk about when it comes to healthcare.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no shortage of information going on right now, and hopefully you'll be able to clear some of this up, because certainly in the news here recently, and a lot of talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that was obviously recently signed in the federal government, but that has some ramifications or some implications in regards to healthcare. So tell us about that.
It definitely does, you know, and I think they got two out of three things right. It is a big bill, and it is a bill, but beautiful, I'm not so much sure about that. Now, don't get me wrong, I am a Trump supporter, and believe in a lot of the things that we're trying to do to make America great again. It concerns me to see the cuts to health care that are projected for the next decade.
All right, so what do we know at this point that could take place?
Well, immediately, we had applied for the remaining program for the COVID pandemic, and they changed a deadline for one of three quarters of tax relief for that for the organization. And so we did lose one third of an amount that we had applied for. Originally, we were eligible for $6 million, and so now it's only $4 million. Unfortunately, it will take us another year to 18 months to receive that. It takes the IRS quite a bit of time to process those applications. But we are looking forward to receiving those funds and using them to pay off some of our debts and giving us a cushion for days cash on hand so we're meeting our bond requirement.
So a lot of talk about changes in eligibility for Medicaid and cuts to programs. How does that impact NRMC?
Well, there was a lot of discussion about no longer providing Medicaid to immigrants, undocumented immigrants, and we don't see a lot of those at the hospital, so I don't think that there will be a lot of impact for that. There was also a lot of discussion with regards to working age individuals who are capable of working and working age. But those requirements are already pretty hard. It's very seldom that you see a working age individual qualify for Medicaid. They need to have some kind of a disability, be caring for children. They need to be a senior citizen. And so I don't anticipate there being a lot of changes there either.
So is there any help in the bill for rural hospitals?
There is help. There is a fund that has been set up. It's called the Rural Healthcare Stabilization Fund, $50 billion. So basically about $1 billion will go to each state. We don't have the details on that quite yet. Each state has to submit a plan to the federal government by the end of December this year, describing how they would use those funds and meet their requirements. And so we'll have more details come January, February.
All right. So let's talk about the future. What are some of the things that need to happen in the future?
Well, you know, I think with this act and many of other things that the federal government has been doing, it says clearly to us that the federal government isn't going to be paying for all of healthcare going forward with the retirement of the baby boomers, them getting into advanced ages, and that if a community wants to have healthcare in their town, they'll have to support it in one way or another. And so I know that there is a group of concerned citizens with regards to the hospital, and they have finalized a petition, and they are putting that forward. And I think, we're going to have a lot of discussions with regards to that, and I look forward to being able to educate the community on how that would benefit the hospital.
For the hospital district, what has to happen here?
And so this group has prepared a petition, and it has gone before the hospital board, and they have endorsed it, supported. They believe that those are the right questions that need to be on the petition. And so at this point, that group is now working to obtain at least 1,000 signatures of registered voters of Vernon County. So anyone in the county, in the city or in the county can sign this. All of those individuals will be asked, should this ballot measure go forward into the spring, the April election, their opinion on this issue. So, but the first obstacle is for that group to obtain 1,000 signatures.
And again, going forward, I know that there will be opportunity for people to learn more about this. You've been good, even in when you came on as the CRO, about meeting with the community, and this will be the same way, I guess.
Yes. I'm being invited to a variety of different public forums to be able to talk about the state of the hospital and how a hospital district, what it is and how it would benefit the organization, answer those questions, and help people feel comfortable in making a decision on how to proceed with that question.
All right. So we'll look forward to hearing more about that as time goes on. I'm sure we will as we head towards 2026. And before I let you go, Jason, anything else that we should be aware of? Or anything that's popped up for you as your new title as interim CEO?
No, I would just let people know that if you're interested in seeing the petition, what is the question, and signing it, you don't have to be for or against. Just want to by signing, you're committing that you want to see it on the ballot, and so you can stop by the front desk of the hospital and review that information and sign that petition there.
I guess my going back to the bill, and again, this question just popped in my head. And again, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. You know a lot more about it in regards to healthcare, obviously, than I do. But does it cause you to take a step back from the work that you've done over the last year and a half, for almost 2 years now?
Yes, it does. Here in about 2027, we'll begin experiencing Medicaid cuts. And, it's been a difficult challenge. Every time we get to the hospital to close to a good standing, something happens and it sets us back. And we have plenty of lead time on this, but it will be a bit of a setback.
All right. We'll look forward to more information as it becomes available. And we'll go back to Jennifer, and who's going to tell us about what's happening outside the hospital, and also about a very popular event that's coming up.
Yeah. So we still have our weekly farmers market going strong. That'll continue through early fall, or as long as those vendors still have fresh produce. That takes place on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 6 p.m. And they set up at the grassy lot just north of our primary care clinic, right across there on Ash Street. So the public is welcome to attend that, and they do, and then our employees enjoy it as well. And then we also have our foundation purse bingo. As you mentioned, this is a very popular event. It sells out quickly. This is our 10th year of this event, so we're really excited about it. Looking at ways to bring a little extra excitement to this year, being our 10th year. And we have our date confirmed for Sunday, September 28th, and that takes place at the Elks Bingo Hall. So,
all right. I'm sure we'll hear more about that on a future Pride Report.
Absolutely.
All right. Look forward to it. Again, Jennifer, Jason, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is today's Pride Report. Again, on this Wednesday morning, thanks for joining us. We'll be back 2 weeks from today. Again, two Wednesdays from today, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. Look forward to talking to you then. For Jason and Jennifer, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us for today's NRMC Pride Report.